This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 210th Bhanu Jayanti being observed today. National Assembly passes two bills by a majority. And India's set to launch historic moon mission Chandrayaan 3. Now, the news in detail. The 210th Bhanu Jayanti is being observed today, organizing various programs. One of the national luminaries, Bhanu Bhakta Acharya, is considered to be the pioneer poet of Nepali literature. Born on 29th of Asar in 1871 Bikram Samvat in Chudiramga of Tanhon district, Bhanu Bhakta is known for having translated the Hindu epic Ramayana into the Nepali language. On this occasion, various organizations working in language, literature and culture are organizing various programs. President Ramchandra Paudel has sent a message of condolence to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, who is mourning the death of his spouse, Sita Dahal. Secretary at the Office of the President and Office Bearers at the President's Secretariat on behalf of President Paudel today reached the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar and handed over the message of condolence to him. In the condolence message, the President stated that the untimely demise of the wife of Prime Minister Dahal and woman leader Sita Dahal on Wednesday at the age of 69 has saddened him. The message reads, the role of Sita Dahal in different movements waged for the transformation of society, including the establishment of a federal democratic republic, was significant. Wishing for eternal peace of the departed soul, President Paudel extended condolence to the Prime Minister, bereaved family members and well-wishers on this hour of grief. Today's meeting of the National Assembly has passed the Finance Bill 2080 and the National Debt Recovery Bill 2080 received from the House of Representatives with a message. The meeting passed the two bills without suggestions and sent them back to the House of Representatives. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat presented the Finance Bill 2080 and the National Debt Recovery Bill 2080 received from the House of Representatives with a message for discussion in the Upper House today. The next meeting of the National Assembly will be held at 1 minute past 1 p.m. on Monday, July 17. United States Assistant Secretary for the Bureau of South and Central Asian Affairs Donald Liu has arrived in Nepal today. U.S. Embassy in Nepal said Liu is scheduled to meet Foreign Minister Narayan Prakash South at 4 p.m. today. Similarly, the visiting American diplomat will hold a meeting with a member organization of the American Chamber of Commerce. Liu was in Nepal on an official visit in 2022. Two persons died in two separate road accidents in Jhapa district last night. 40-year-old pillion rider Upendra Sigdel died after a van and motorcycle from the same direction collided with each other near a bridge over Kamal Khola along the east-west highway. 57-year-old motorcyclist Jivan Suvedi from Arjundhara Municipality 11 has sustained injuries in the accident. Likewise, District Police Office Jhapa has informed 35-year-old pedestrian Rajan BK died on the spot after a jeep hit him at a Dhaizan of Mechinagar Municipality 12 along the Mechi Highway. Police stated that the driver of the jeep has fled the scene after the accident and the registration number of the jeep is not ascertained yet. A truck has veered off the road and plunged into Koshi Barrage along the east-west highway today. According to the District Police Office Saptari, the truck with registration number MEIKH3007 fell into gate number 10 of the barrage after it collided with the bus coming from the east. DSP Narendra Singh shared that the driver and other travelers in the truck were rescued to safety after the incident, while a search for the missing truck is underway. Police said more details of the incident are awaited. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. India is set to launch its third moon mission, aiming to be the first to land near its little explored South Pole. The Chandrayaan-3 craft with an orbiter, lander and a rover is due to lift off at 14:35 local time from Sriharikota Space Center. Space officials said the lander is due to reach the moon on 23rd to 24th of August. If successful, India will be the fourth country to achieve a soft landing on the moon following the US, the former Soviet Union and China. The third in India's program of lunar exploration, Chandrayaan-3, is expected to build on the success of its earlier moon missions. India is not the only country with an eye on the moon. There is a growing global interest in the Earth's only natural satellite. And scientists say that there is still much to understand about the satellite, often described as a gateway to deep space. Hollywood actors have announced they will join an ongoing strike by screenwriters in the industry's biggest shutdown for more than 60 years. The Screen Actors Guild, SAG, warns streaming giants to agree to a fairer split of profits and better working conditions. Some 160,000 performers will stop working at midnight. The stoppage means the vast majority of U.S. film and television production will grind to a halt. The union, officially known as the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, also wants a guarantee that artificial intelligence, AI, and computer-generated faces and voices will not be used to replace actors. A separate strike by the 11,500 members of the Writers Guild of America demanding better pay and working conditions has been going on since May 2nd. India has condemned a European Parliament resolution on the ethnic clashes in the Manipur state, calling it an interference in its internal affairs. More than 130 people have been killed in the violence in the northeastern state, which broke out in May. Tens of thousands have been displaced because of the clashes and have been forced to live in temporary shelters. The resolution called the violence a result of divisive policies promoting Hindu majoritarianism. The resolution followed a discussion in the EU Parliament over the violence as part of its debate on breaches of human rights, democracy and the rule of law during its ongoing plenary session in Strasbourg, France. This is not the first time India has faced criticism from Western institutions and activists. During India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the United States in June, some liberal Democrats boycotted his speech to the Congress over what they said was India's poor human rights record. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the monsoon wind has an impact on the country at present, while the low pressure through is towards the south in the western part and towards the north in the eastern part than its average position. The division has said the weather is partly to generally cloudy across the country at present due to the influence of this weather system, and light to moderate rainfall is taking place at some places of all provinces. Heavy rain with thunder and lightning is occurring at one or two places in Kosi and Gandaki provinces, with the possibility of gale force wind at few places in the Tarai region of Madhes and Lumbini provinces. The weather will be cloudy throughout the country today, with the possibility of light to moderate rainfall in all provinces in the afternoon. There are chances of heavy rain in some places of Kosi and Gandaki provinces today. Meanwhile, the division has issued an alert for the next 24 hours, warning heavy rain at several places in the country and gusty winds in the Tarai region. The division has urged for taking precautions, stating that the road and air transport, health, agriculture and tourism among the sectors, as well as the daily life of the people, might be affected due to the heavy rain and gusty winds. The division has urged for adopting alertness to be safe from the possible risk and damage. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 28.2 degrees Celsius with 28 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 210th Bhanu Jayanti being observed today. National Assembly passes two bills by a majority. And India set to launch historic moon mission Chandrayaan-3. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.